Oops, it's a Wednesday. You got a little mix in the background with Charlie Puth. And speaking of a little mix, we're about to mix it up right now for you on a Wednesday. If you're just tuning in, welcome to Radio Life and Style. And speaking of a mix, if you've ever wished you had a personal chef mixed with a food processor, a scale, a blender, and about 20 other gadgets all rolled into one, well, my next guest has something you'll definitely want to see up close and personal. Martley Petrick is the owner of the Sugar Shack right here in Ballito, and she's also a joint owner and the sales and training director of a company called Cookmate. They are the official independent distributor of a thing called the Thermomix right here in South Africa. And today, they're throwing open the doors for a special Thermomix open day. There's live cooking, there's hands-on demos, and my favorite part, plenty of tasting. So let's dive straight in and find out what you can taste today. Martley, welcome to the show. It's good to have you with us on Radio Life and Style for a Wednesday morning. How's your Wednesday shaping up already? You've been hard at work whipping some delicious things up.
Thank you for welcoming me. Yes, today was an early morning. The oven was on at 5, so I could serve you some French bean cannelé.
You brought in these things. They're so delectable. I've never, ever experienced anything quite like it. And I think that they're not going to last very long in studio with me this morning. And these were the first salvo of what is going to be flying out of your Thermomix today at the Sugar Shack. Let's firstly just set the scene, because plenty of people have heard the name Thermomix, but maybe never actually seen one work. What is a Thermomix in your own words?
So a Thermomix is something that's ruined me for the rest of my life. I resisted Thermomix for 10 years, and when I saw it, I can't imagine my life without it.
It's
one of those things. So it literally does everything from you, from weighing, chopping, mixing, kneading, think bread, blending, think smoothies, peanut butter. It does all sugar stages, so think caramel, honeycomb. It sautés, it slow cooks, it pressure cooks, it cooks meal, and it even cleans itself.
Get out of here. This is too much. And a name that, you know, internationally there is such a following behind the Thermomix brand. It gets described as replacing more than 20 kitchen appliances. But what does that actually look like on a busy weekend, say, for someone just trying to get dinner on the table for the family?
So the Thermomix also steams. So it does layered cooking.
What?
It does your meal planning for you, and then prepares your shopping list for you according to category. So you don't have to run around the shop from sugar to milk to sugar again to cauliflower.
Are you actually joking? This thing, like, it's a planner as well.
It does your meal planning for you.
Come on.
Absolutely. So I say Thermomix is for everyone. People who burn water.
People, yeah, they are. And they exist.
And Michelin star chefs. Because people like Jan Hendrik van der Westhuizen,
yeah,
has a couple of those in his kitchen.
So there you go.
Things that you eat from Parmalat, for example, most of that comes out of a Thermomix.
Are you serious?
Before they push it into factory, yes.
For that, like, professional recipe development and testing, this is one of the, I think, the best kept secrets in the foodie world. But the secret's out. And there's a brand new model out as well. It's the TM7.
Yes.
I want to know, Martley, what has changed with this one, and who's it really made for? Give us the rundown.
So the TM7 is a 10th generation Thermomix. The first Thermomix came out in 1961. And what a German engineer tried to do is to cook and blend in the same device. So now, between the TM6 before the TM7, the screen is much bigger. So I say to my kids, if you want to stare at a screen, stare at the Thermomix screen. At least you'll learn a skill.
There you go.
And because cooking gets boring. I mean, it gets monotonous.
There's no way around that normal.
You got to eat every day, right? And my husband, I said to my husband, just give me some inspiration. What would you like me to cook for dinner tonight? And he says, anything.
That's really helpful, hey?
So I say, well, please make me the shopping list for anything, and I'll cook it gladly. So that's where the Thermomix also, it's run by Cookie Doo. We call it the soul of the Thermomix. It has 110,000 guided recipes that gives you inspiration that you need every day. So I would never have thought about French cannelés by myself. And it just, you can't, it's cooking by numbers.
But in the best possible way. And I'm going to actually sample one of these cannelés while we're in conversation here. Apologies just to anyone listening to me crunching and munching, but they're just too good. Bring us into today, because someone hears this and decides they want to pop into the Sugar Shack to experience your Thermomix open day. I believe you're going to be cooking solidly and serving up samples from like 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Is that right?
Absolutely. So we start at 9 a.m. with the French cannelés. If anyone wants to come and sample,
we have
about 60 of them for you with some cozy cuppers, as we call it. So we'll make some spiced apple tea. Mm. We'll make some hot chocolate. Then from 10 to 11, we're going to make different smoothies for you. Blueberry smoothies, green smoothies.
You can do all of this in the same device.
Yeah, yeah. Then at 11, 12, we're going to bake you some breads, a rye loaf, a focaccia with some feta dip and red pepper dip. 12 to 1, we have the flight of the spoon. So we're going to serve some truffle mushroom risotto made in the Thermomix. Yes, it makes that too.
Come on.
And an Asian fish soup. Then from 1 to 2, if you're more into fruity, sweet stuff, we're going to make some fruity delights. We're going to make some berry foam and a deconstructed lemon tart. And then
I can't even comprehend. But keep going.
From 2 to 3, we're going to show you how you can be more efficient in the kitchen by peeling potatoes, spiralizing some carrots, zucchini. We're going to peel some beetroot, grate some carrots, whatever vegetables, slice some radishes, and then we're going to make a vegetable stock with that.
This is like the most exciting tasting menu on the coast right now, and you're invited if you're listening to this. You can pop in at any point between sort of 9 and 4, and whatever is coming out of the Thermomix is yours to sample and to experience, to see it up close and personal in action. The invitation is open, and where, for those who have not popped into the Sugar Shack before, where is the Sugar Shack located?
The Sugar Shack is located between Hops and Tasso's on the beachfront of Melito at 4 Edward Place.
There you go. You'll see plenty of cars outside there today. And do you need to call ahead to say, I'm popping in, or can you literally just
pop in Melito style?
There you go. Just rock up. And for anyone who can't make it down today, but who would still love a closer, more personal look, is there the possibility of arranging possibly their own demonstration?
Absolutely. We'd love for you to reach out to us. My number is easily Googleable. If you Google the Sugar Shack, Belito, you get my number. Please feel free to book a demo for you and your friends. Or we're actually looking for recruits. If you're interested in earning your Thermomix for free, please join us. And you can have one of these fancy babies in your kitchen soon too.
There you go. Game-changing news here on a Wednesday. If you're a foodie, if you're looking for the ultimate kitchen appliance, your life will never be the same. Take it from my special guest, Martley Petrick, in the studio with me this morning. Martley, thanks for coming in. Thanks for the cannelés. You've really brightened up my Wednesday. And for anyone catching the tail end of this interview, the Thermomix, the TM7, the new model, is on display. Not just display, it's serving it up today. The open day is happening from 9 o'clock this morning at the Sugar Shack, 4 Edward Place in Belito. You're invited. Just rock up. Going until 4 p.m., so pop in at any time before then. And this is your chance to experience it up close and personal, to taste it for yourself, taste your way through the day. And if you want to book your own demonstration or just have a look online, there is also an official South African website as well. Mm-hmm. That's southafrica.voorwerk-thermomix.com. Otherwise, just
Thermomix.co.za works too.
Google it. There you go. See, that's why Martley's here.
Just have to warn you, it does clean itself, but it does not teach the children to clear the table.
Oh, they're working on that. That's for the next model. there you go. Now you know. If you didn't already, Wednesday, your invitation, your seat at the table down at the Sugar Shack. Martley, thanks for giving us the scoop on the Thermomix, and looking forward to mixing it up again soon on radio. What do you say?
Thank you for having me. Have a wonderful day, and looking forward to seeing you later, Belito.
Yeah, you heard it on Radio Life and Style. I'm going to play a song right now while I dive back into the cannelés. Here's One Republic, taking a run down the road to the Sugar Shack for that Thermomix demo day.